Welcome to From the Dark Podcast. Listener discretion is advised. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to From the Dark Podcast. I am your host, Mike. Tonight's special guest, you'll remember from the very first episode we aired, A Haunting in Tennessee. We're bringing back Guy, who has had some more things going on in his residence, and he is here to tell us about it tonight. Guy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mike.
Glad you're here.
Well, I guess probably the best way to start is to go to the updates, the other visits from Corey and K&J Paranormal. He's been to my house since the cleansing probably four times, I think. And that was when let me back up a little bit. After the cleansing of my house with CHP Paranormal and Corey, K&J and CHP cleansed it together, because West Tennessee Paranormal would not come back out. They were attacked when they were here. They were getting physically ill. And they said, you need a shaman. We can't cleanse it. So they left. So CHP and K&J did it together. They came over and investigated first, and then they did the cleansing last. And I know that you interviewed both of them, so you know what went on during that when they were here at my house. When they left, my house was quiet. I was able to sleep with my lights off in my room. I wasn't hearing footsteps. My bed wasn't shaking. I wasn't being touched. I mean, for the first time in a long time, it was peaceful in my house. So about 4 months later, I was asleep and I woke up, and it was about 3:15 in the morning, I guess, right around 3:15, 3:30. And I heard footsteps. I heard stomping out in my, outside my bedroom somewhere. And I thought, oh my God. Not again. And I thought, well, maybe it was my air conditioning kicking on. When my AC kicks on, there's a loud boom, and then the air comes on. So I thought, well, maybe it was just my air, and, you know, I don't actually hear the air coming through the vent, so unless I'm, like, standing right near one, and I'm not in my bedroom. So I thought, well, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt and assume it was my air conditioning coming on. And then the next night, my air was on. I know it was, because I got up and turned it on. And about 20 minutes later, after I'd gotten back in bed, I was boom, boom, boom. I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. So I got 4 months of peace and quiet. And that was the first thing that started it off, were the stomping footsteps. And it sounded like somebody had sock feet stomping on my wood floor. That's what it sounded like. And so I got 4 months of peace and quiet, and then I heard those footsteps, and then it just got progressively worse and worse. I was getting touched again. I haven't been attacked again, so that's good. I haven't been scratched or choked or bitten like I was the last time. But I started hearing people talking. I was like, oh my God, this is going to start all over again. I heard people talking somewhere in my house, and I'm thinking, well, you know what? This haunting is either starting back up or I'm becoming schizophrenic, because I'm hearing people talk, you know, and the only thing that's going to soothe my mind that I'm not losing it is if I can get them recorded. because if I was a schizophrenic and I was hearing voices, I wouldn't be able to record them. And so then I started recording them. And that's when I knew that it was all starting up again. So I started, I figured, you know, I'm going to, until I can get CHP back out here from Florida, because they're moving back to Tennessee. So they said it's going to be next summer before they move back up here. And I don't want them to have to make that drive again. If they come out and they cleanse my house again, and it only lasts for a few months, because you're supposed to do it several times to make sure that it's complete. So if I bring them back up here, I told them I'll pay for your gas, you know, if you need to come back up here. And then I thought about it. I'm like, if they come back up and they close it again, then they go back to Florida, and they're not going to be back up in this area until next summer to Tennessee. Well, how does that help me? You know, it's just, it's going to give me probably another couple of months, and then it's going to start all over again.
Yeah, just
and I can't afford to be bringing them back and forth from Florida every couple of months, you know, till next year.
Right.
So I figured I'd just tough it out, and I'll just wait until they move back up here, and I'll just try to get through, you know, the best way I can, and hopefully it won't get real, real bad like it was before. But it has progressed gradually. I see things out of the corner of my eye, which is real common. And if you look at YouTube, the documentaries on hauntings, the people that experience them will say, I heard footsteps. I saw things moving out of the corner of my eye. I heard people talking in my house. Almost everyone that you watch will say that. And I was hearing people talking. I was hearing a woman humming. I was hearing people laughing. I was hearing people arguing, like two people arguing with each other somewhere in my house. And it's like, the way that I explain that, it's like chasing the end of a rainbow. If you get up and you go looking for the source of the talking, and you think it's coming out of one room, you go into that room, it'll be coming out of another room. Or if you think it's at one end of your house, you go to that end of your house, it'll be coming out, it'll be coming from the other end of your house. You're never going to be able to nail it down. That's another reason why it's so frustrating, because you can't walk in the room and go, oh, well, it's coming from this room. Okay. Well, now I have, you know, the heart of haunting is in this room. It doesn't work like that. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. So, I started feeling my bed shake again. My bed hasn't shook a whole lot. I've felt it probably in the last 3 months. I probably felt it shake two or three times. So when my haunting first started, it was every night, every single night. I could almost time it by my watch when it was going to start. And so this time I haven't felt that. So it seems like it may not be expelling as much energy as it was before, but it's definitely letting me know that it's here. So I thought the best thing to do is to start getting as much evidence together as I can for the scientific end of it, so that I can put it on my YouTube channel and people can use it to learn. They can cross-reference their haunting with what's going on in my house. Because when that started happening to me, I didn't have that. I didn't have one place I could go and go, oh, footsteps. Yeah, I hear footsteps. That's happening to me. Or things moving out of the corner of my eye. Oh, yeah, I see that too. I didn't have that. I went through like 1,000 videos through all the crap that's on YouTube and all the fake haunting stuff. And I'm not going to mention any names because I don't do that. But, you know, the guys that fake all these hauntings to bring, you know, views to their YouTube channel, that's not what I was about. I don't care if people don't subscribe. I don't care if people don't like the videos. If they watch the videos and it helps them, then that's what I'm trying to do. So I started doing EVP recordings, and I started setting my phone on Photo Trap, where it takes a photo when it senses movement. I started doing that every night. I'd do EVP sessions. I'd set my phone out at night. I'd stay up late so I could listen to what was going on around my house to jump up and try to record it if I could. And I've probably got 50 videos now on my YouTube channel that show everything that I've been able to pick up. All the evidence that I can capture with my eyes and with my ears, I put on my YouTube channel so that it's saved. It's a video document of what I've been going through in my house. So right now, I'm just coasting. Just trying to make it through until CHP gets back up here. And, and hopefully I won't get attacked again. Now, I've been, like, pinched and touched. I've been tapped on pretty hard. But I haven't been choked, scratched, and bitten. So, as long as that doesn't happen, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Now, Chad told me, don't take any pictures, because that just eggs them on and it energizes them. And, well, you know, I can't just sit around and experience all this stuff and not record it somehow. I can't do that. It's too incredible. Some of the EVPs that I've gotten have said, this is Satan. This is Baal. I don't know why Baal would be in my house, but that's what it says. You're dead. My dog. My dogs have picked all this up. Something will stand next to my dog's water bowl. He will not drink. I've got this on my YouTube channel a couple of times. He'll whine and he'll stare at his bowl, but he won't drink out of it. It's like someone is standing there keeping him from drinking out of his bowl. So what I have to do is I have to go over and I have to use my foot to shoo away whatever is there, and then he'll drink. But both times that I recorded that on video, I picked up disembodied voices. So once I said, who's messing with my dog? And you hear someone say, I am. And then I asked again who was messing with my dog in another video, and you hear a guy with an Irish accent say, that's my dog. It's pretty clear. I mean, you got to turn the volume up, and your ears need to be in halfway decent shape, but it's pretty clear. Now, one of the things that happened since CHP was out here that I think has helped us along is my sister-in-law died in my house. I know she's here because Corey has been back three or four times, and Corey actually recorded her in the room that she died in, yelling her name. And we were all back there in the room when that happened, and Jessica, Corey's wife, heard her. And she turned around to me and she asked me, did you say anything? And I said, no. So when I played that recording back, you could hear her going, Teresa, Teresa, because Corey was asking who died in this room. We got from his last visit, his last investigation, we got about 100 EVPs that are absolutely crystal clear. They're the best EVPs I've ever heard. And I've heard a lot of them, and definitely the best ones I ever recorded myself. I'm still waiting for Corey to put his video evidence on, but we got all kinds of evidence from that visit that told me that it was my sister-in-law. But there's something else in here, too. One day I was sitting down and I was making a video explaining my plan of attack, what I was going to do when Corey and CHP were back over here. And after I finished that video, I started getting attacked. I was getting touched and pushed, and things were just electric in my house. So I started my video camera and just to document that episode. And in my video, I actually caught something manifesting in my kitchen. And I took screenshots from that video and put it on another video on my YouTube channel. But I got still shots of it, and it's blacker than black. When people say it's darker than black, that's exactly what they mean. These things are darker than black, if you can imagine that. It's got horns. You can see both its eyes. And it's just terrifying. So, like I said, I haven't been attacked yet. So as long as I'm not attacked, I'm going to keep recording as much as I can. Because people need to see this. They need to see it. I mean, the paranormal research world needs to look at these, look at this stuff. They need to listen to these EVPs, and they need to look at my photograph. The photographs that I'm taking are incredible. I've never seen anything like that before. So it's pretty frightening, but I guess I my fear is buried by my anger. Because I'm really angry that I'm being pushed around in my own house. I don't like that at all. If it was a man doing that to me, he'd leave on his back. But I can't do that with these things. You can't threaten to kick their ass, and you can't push them around, and you can't throw them out of your house with your hands. So as long as I'm just seeing them and not feeling them, I'll be all right, I think.
Now, Corey came back out. It was last weekend, right?
Yes.
What all did y'all experience there? I know you mentioned the EVPs, but was there anything else that happened that night?
Yeah. His wife, as soon as she walked into my house, she got attacked. She took three steps into my front door, and they started attacking her. She was sick. She said her hand felt like it was on fire. I mean, she was in tears. It was bad. And it was real. And I didn't think she was going to make it. I thought Corey was going to have to pull her out and take her home. But she's a tough New York girl. She freight trained through it and got through the night. And it did get better for her. It eased up. But it was pretty bad. I mean, I've never seen... Now, West Tennessee Paranormal... I didn't see them when they were actually being attacked. They came back over to my house because I was sitting in my car. They wouldn't let me go in any of the houses while they recorded their evidence. They told me about it at the end. They had a meeting at the end where they went over the things that the evidence they were able to get. And they told me that one of them was throwing up. They were all sick to their stomach. And they all had visions of actually killing each other and wanted to do it. That's when they decided that was enough. So I had never actually seen anyone being attacked before, and that was pretty unsettling. She's going through it while I have my camera. I was shooting a live feed for True Ghost Stories on Facebook. Not True Ghost Stories, it's a Hidden Activity. I was doing a live feed of the investigation. And I was trying to keep my phone off of her because I didn't want that going out over the internet. You know, that would have embarrassed me if somebody had stuck a camera in my face while I was going through that. So I kind of keep my phone towards her a little bit. You can see her. You can see glimpses of her, but I tried not to put my phone right in front of her when she was going through that. That was pretty bad. Now, we got... But one thing that kind of surprised me was when Corey was doing the spirit box session in my bedroom, both K2s were all the way in the red and were staying there all the way up. But we weren't getting any responses off the off the spirit box. Well, what I come to find out later, and then my battery ran low, so I couldn't film anymore, what we found out was that when you do a live stream or a live feed video, it sends out swirling EMF. And that's what the K2s were picking up. They were actually picking up the signal that my phone was producing for the live feed. That's why we weren't getting anything out of the spirit box, but the K2s were going crazy. So I couldn't use my phone to record it live anymore. But I did have my other phone that I record my EVPs with, and it was going the whole night. And it picked up everything. Like I said, we got about 100 EVPs on my phone that are absolutely clear. Corey was getting his stuff together to leave, And the same Irish guy that I've recorded now five times in my house, I have no idea who he is or why he's here, but he's very clearly Irish, told Corey to gather your equipment and get out.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that was pretty clear on the recording on my phone. So that was the night was, we didn't know how productive the night really was until everybody went to their respective homes and we started going over all of our recordings. Then we realized just how active it was in here. Corey said he did get an apparition in my kitchen. He hasn't put that on his webpage yet, so I'm still waiting to see that. But we had a lot of pictures taken, and I'm waiting to see those too. But as far as the, I don't know what their audio recordings are like, but mine were off the chart. I got so many that I'm sure there's probably still some in there that I missed. I'm going to actually sit down tonight or tomorrow, and I'm going to catalog every single EVP that I got with the date and the number that my app assigns me for that session. And I'm going to write them all down so we can easily find them, because I don't want to lose these.
Are you going to have those available on your YouTube channel when you get them ready?
I've got them. I've got some of them. Some of them are already on there. I sat down and started making videos as soon as they left, because I was so wired up from hearing the EVPs. Most of them you can understand, they're pretty clear, but a couple of them you can't, because I use an external speaker. My PC won't recognize my phone when I plug it in, so I'm not able to put those onto an editing program and separate them. I don't even know how to do that. I'm going to have somebody do that for me, but most of them are pretty clear. So, yeah, if you go to my YouTube channel, it says Evening with Corey Ray, or More EVPs with Corey Ray. Corey's name should be in each video that's got the EVPs in it. Now, the one where the guy says, gather your equipment and get out, that one's crystal clear. You can hear that. And the reason I know it's the Irish guy is because you can tell by the way he says out. He says out. So I don't know who this guy is. I mean, I have absolutely no clue who this guy is or where he came from. He just showed up at my house and started talking. So I started recording it.
Now, was he there in the very beginning, or did that?
No.
Okay,
no,
I didn't
he
think
was,
so.
He knew. No. Now, one thing that's happened since I started getting him on recorded was I got a china cabinet. So a really old china cabinet. And the lady wanted like $150 for it. And I was thinking, it's nice. It's got lights up on the inside. I mean, it's really nice. I was like, $150? Just got to be a $500 cabinet. And I was like, all right, so I went out there to get it. And when I got there, she knocked another $25 off the price. So she wanted to get rid of this thing. So I'm wondering if maybe he came in with that.
It's very possible.
Because until I got that china cabinet, I didn't hear him until I got that. And then as soon as I get that china cabinet, I start hearing this Irish guy. So, yeah, it's very possible that he showed up with that china cabinet. I don't know that for sure, but it's possible.
You know, I'm very cautious about buying anything like from Goodwill and things of that nature, just because of things like that. I just, call me crazy, but it's something that I do think about.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I don't know how to use a smudge stick, but if I did, I certainly would probably smudge the things because I do buy quite a few things from antique stores. My wife and I like antique stores because of the history of the items, but also you can go in with $5 in any antique store and come out with a couple of things, you know? that you like. So, inexpensive. There are tons of antique stores all over the country. It's a hobby that you could never finish. And the things that you buy just have so much, you know, that those things could tell a story. That's why I like them. I just like looking at them and thinking, you know, what was going on when this clock was in, you know, somebody's house in 1900, you know, what was going on around that clock, you know? But yeah, you gotta be careful because, you can get yourself in a little bit of trouble for sure.
All right. Let's go back to something that we talked about our first go around, and I haven't heard you mention it, so I want to ask. The house next door.
Yeah.
That, has anybody been back over there, Corey or anybody, or did you just let that go? What's the situation with that house?
No, Corey wanted to go back over there when he was here last. But after his wife was attacked, he thought it wouldn't be a good idea. That's one thing we're going to do is when CHP comes back is we're going to re-cleanse the property, and we're going to make sure that what's in that house is going to still in that house and is going to stay in that house. Now, the things that I saw in my house when I was going through this the first time that we were pretty sure came from that house, I haven't seen them again. Now, I've seen some pretty scary looking things since then, but I haven't seen that big demonic looking thing again. So what's in here now is new. Yeah, it's new. It's not the same as before.
Where is it coming from?
And I haven't been attacked, so... I think this is either something to do with the land or it came in with an item in my house that maybe we missed somehow. But I'm pretty certain, I mean, I feel pretty good about putting this on the land. Because one of the things that Corey, or that they had an assistant with them, her name was Jen, and she asked a question while she was here. She said, why are you here? Does it have to do with the land? And the EVP response that she got was, don't die on this land. So that just reinforces still my assumption that this has something to do with the land.
I would say that's a pretty safe assumption.
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty telling. That was a pretty telling EVP. I mean, another thing was Corey asked, are there any spirits in here that need help? And he was in my sister-in-law's bathroom. And he said, are there any spirits here that need help? And the answer was, are there anyone who died that needs help? That was his question. And the answer was, too many have died. So that tells me again that there's a lot. this isn't just, you know, one or two spirits. There's a lot in here. And that's also probably why I'm getting so many different voices. I get so many different individuals. I get the Irish guy. I got some guy that sounded like he was African American. I don't know how to put it. I don't want to put it badly, but like, you know, in the 70s when the hippies were, they had their dialect and the blacks had their dialect and all that verbiage, all that new verbiage was being invented around the 60s and the 70s. He said, relax. He sounded like a, he sounded like, oh God, what's the name of that movie with Richard, not Richard Pryor, Harlem Nights. It's a character out of that movie, Harlem Nights. And I can't remember the name of the actor who was in it, but that's what it reminded me. That's immediately what my mind jumped to with Eddie, that movie. He went, blah.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy was in Harlem Nights.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but then I got the same voice, that same individual, and he said, checkmate. So first he said, checkmate, then he said, relax. And I have no idea who it is. I mean, I have absolutely no idea who it is. I can't even begin to imagine who it would be. The Irish guy, I don't know who he is. Now, I've been getting growled at a lot. And I've got a lot of those on the videos on my YouTube channel. Those come out really well. Some of them I've heard with my ears. Some of them have been disembodied. I haven't heard them until I played the recording back. I've been told, I mean, there was a time, there was about 2 weeks there where all I was getting was get out and getting growled at. That was it. That was all I got from my recording. Now, someone speaking of those, since we were speaking of the different voices that I've gotten, most of the get outs are growling get outs. You know, they're not friendly, hey, get out. You know, they're get out. I mean, they're intimidating. And they're loud. The growls are loud. I did a live stream with True Ghost Stories on Facebook. And there was a growl so loud behind me that the people watching heard it with their ears. That's how loud it was.
Wow.
Hang on, I got to plug my phone in real quick. But, now I'm starting to get some other stuff. Now the get outs, I really haven't gotten a get out, I think, in over a week. Like through the recordings that we got with Corey, I think that was really the only single time that, and I got stirred so many get outs in there, it's not even funny, but it had been about a week since I'd heard a get out before he came over, and then I heard him again, but.
Did you notice, like, if the activity picked up any after Corey left, or did it settle down?
It picked up. It picked up, and then today, this morning, I got about 5 a.m., I guess. I don't know why. I just woke up. Excuse me, I'm eating my dinner. I got about 11 o'clock, I mean about 5 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock, a couple hours later, I was exhausted, and I was thinking to myself, why in the hell did I get out of bed at 5 o'clock? So I decided to go ahead and go back to bed for a few hours, and I was laying in my bed, and I heard the stomping in my house. Since then, I hadn't heard anything. I hadn't heard, I hadn't been touched. I hadn't heard any tapping, any knocking, no disembodied voices. I did EVP sessions in both my guest rooms and my dining room and didn't get anything. And then all of a sudden I started feeling myself being touched. And that was a few hours ago. And so I immediately started started recording video, and I walked into my kitchen and I said, if you're here, can you make a noise for me? Can you tap on something? And they started tapping on my kitchen counter, and I got that on the video. they tapped for about 10 seconds. It was for a pretty good stretch. And then they stopped. And then before that, I didn't get this on video. I asked them if they could knock on something for me. And they did. They knocked twice on the inside of my refrigerator. On the inside of the refrigerator door. Loud. Now, that isn't weird. Where'd you get?
And you were saying this
was... So, of course, you know, naturally, I opened up my refrigerator door and there wasn't anything in there, but...
Right. And you were saying this was just a couple of hours ago.
Yes. Yeah, about 2.5 hours ago.
Wow.
Now, that's the... Now, I'm saying today from 7 a.m. till when all this started, it was quiet. I didn't feel real heavy in my house. I didn't hear anything. My dogs weren't acting weird. Everything was real mellow. And then I felt myself being touched on my legs and on my arm. And that's when I jumped up and started recording. Now, before today, I got all kind of EVPs, but I got them in my kitchen. I got, this is Satan, you're dead. I got a whole bunch of them. I put them in a video on YouTube, and then today I was like, well, maybe everything has stopped because now, I mean, other than the footsteps I heard this morning, that could have been my air conditioner cutting on. I don't know if it was on before I went back to bed. So maybe it was my air conditioner because everything was fine in my house. And then it started with me getting touched. And then, so I put my phone out to start recording EVPs. And I started picking things up. Now, one of the EVPs I got was, after the tapping, that I got a record on my phone and on my the audio from my EVP. From the phone I use to record EVPs on, I got the tapping. And at the very end of that recording, I asked him again, can you make another noise for me? And they say, we tapped. So they acknowledge my question. It's an intelligent response, and it's a deliberate response. I doubt very seriously that a spirit in this house just happened to blurt out, we tapped, at that time, and just happened to get it right after I asked the question, could you make another noise for me? You know, the coincidence of that is probably in the billions. So that had to be an intelligent, deliberate response to my question.
It did. There's just no way around that.
No, there isn't. There's not. I mean, you can't explain that away.
No.
I mean, now, I could be faking it. It could have been me that said that, but it isn't. You know, I can't fool three professional paranormal groups into thinking my house is haunted. My house isn't haunted. And if my house is haunted, I don't have to fake anything. All this shit's happening all around me. All I have to do is record it. That's all I have to do. So it really gets on my nerves when, I think probably this group that I share the most in is True Ghost Stories on Facebook. And I just started blocking people that were accusing me of lying. And I probably blocked about 500 people out of that group. And I just keep doing it until all of them in that group are gone. Because you try not to, like, I tell myself, I'm not going to worry about that. I know I'm not faking this. I know this is really happening. I've been physically injured, during the haunting of my home. I know it's real. So I'm not going to let them get to me, but they do get to you. When somebody starts calling you a liar, it gets to you. And it's pretty frustrating. So that's another reason why I'm trying to capture as much evidence as I can, both on video and audio, to counter those people. You know, I mean, even if that person's blocked and will never see my evidence, I don't care. I mean, it still makes me feel good that I've got something to say. I'm not faking this. This is really happening. And right. I just heard something in my bed. Hang on a second. I just heard a really loud noise in my bedroom. I have no idea what that was. Both my dogs are with me. I have no idea what that was. That scared me, though. That was loud.
Was it like a banging sound?
Yeah, it was like somebody dropped something made of plastic. Weird. I don't see anything in here. I don't know what that was, but what was I saying? Oh, yeah. That's why I'm trying to record everything that I possibly can. You know, just so that I have that evidence to show that, you know, I'm being as honest as I can possibly be. And I guarantee whatever that noise was in my room was related to this, because there's nothing in my room. On the floor, my dogs are in here with me, my fans aren't running, there's absolutely nothing to make that sound in my room, so I'm pretty sure that was done to get my attention, probably because I'm talking about all this stuff, but
that's what I was going to say, because you're standing there talking about it.
Yeah. So you know, on we go. I mean, I'm gonna keep getting as much as I can until THP gets back over here and they can get my house cleansed again.
Yeah, and once that finally happens, you know, we'll have to talk again. But
oh yeah,
go ahead and tell people. Tell the people where they can find you on YouTube. Go ahead and promote your channel that where you're posting.
Oh, okay. It's G as in George, UION, Laws, LAWES. There's only one. Let me look at it real quick. Look at it. Just make sure I don't have my middle initial in there, which I don't ever use anymore. Hang on just a second.
Yeah, just your name brings it up. Haunted in Tennessee, it brings it up.
It's called, I changed the name of it, I'm sorry. It's Haunted in Tennessee.
Yeah, if you pull up your name, it will also bring that up.
Oh, well, okay.
Yep, that's what okay, I just good. Did. I pulled up your name, and it brings up your page, Haunted in Tennessee.
Okay, good. Yeah, I forgot I changed it to that. But yeah, I'm really shocked that I haven't, I mean, I've got about 240 subscribers, something like that. And I thought I would have more. I thought more people would be interested in this, but. I think what they're doing is they're watching the videos, but they're not subscribing or liking the videos, which is fine. That's fine. I don't care. I'm not into this for, you know, to be recognized. I'm putting all this stuff here so that it'll help people. But I would think if somebody was using my channel to do what it's designed to do, which is to help you, help answer questions during the haunting, during your haunting, if that person would subscribe to be alerted when I put more videos out. So really by now I thought I would have a lot more subscribers, but that's fine. I'm just thinking out loud. That's all.
It takes time, man. It's just one of those, it's going to be a word of mouth thing. And, you know, eventually it'll catch.
Somebody in one of the groups said, you know, I can get you about 200,000 subscribers within the next 30 days, but you're going to have to fake some stuff. And I just blocked him. We were talking on Messenger. I just blocked him.
Yeah.
I got to do that. I don't have to. Why would I ruin such an incredible opportunity to learn about what goes on during a real haunting and screw it up by faking stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So that I lose all my credibility, I lose all my subscribers, and now I'm not moneymaker in the, you know, Bigfoot field.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to do.
I don't want to be like that guy.
No, you don't.
Or whatever his name was. I think it was Matt Moneymaker that did the fake Bigfoot carcass. Wasn't that him?
Oh, Matt was the Finding Bigfoot guy, the guy that started the BFRO.
Oh, okay. Well, what was his name? I can't remember his name. Well, I'm sorry. It wasn't Matt Moneymaker. Don't think bad about Matt Moneymaker. But it was, I think it was another Matt. But he had the frozen Bigfoot carcass, remember?
Yeah.
Turned out to be fake. I can't remember his name. But, yeah, I don't want to be like that, you know. I'm a scientist, so I'm seriously rethinking my views on religion. Because I've gotten the word Satan too many times in my EVPs. The things that I photographed look just absolutely evil. And I told my wife is an ordained minister, and so she would love to convert me. But I told her, I've been an atheist for 56 years. I can't just go to bed one night and wake up the next morning and believe in God. I can't. If I'm going to do it, I have to do it my way. But this is seriously making me reconsider my views on religion, because there's a lot of religion going around with this in my house. It's a lot of demons' names being spit out. Malthus, Satan, Baal. All three of those are the three top dogs in hell, supposedly. So I just don't know. I mean, I keep myself angry about it so I don't get scared, because I can't move right now. I can't afford to move right now, and I don't want to move. I love this house. This is my home.
Right.
And I love where we are, and I love my landlady, and I love the area, and I don't want to move. So people keep telling me, why would I move by now? Why don't you just move? So I tell them, you put $5,000 on my PayPal, I'll move. Nobody's done it yet. So, I've made my point, I think. It's expensive.
Right.
You've got to get utilities turned on. You've got to put deposits down. You've got to put security deposits down. You've got to put first and last down. You've got to run a moving truck. It's expensive to move, and it's a pain, And I just don't want to do that. I'm going to fight these things off, and I'm going to stay here. And, if they hurt me, they hurt me, but I hope they don't.
Right. Yeah. Well, I hope they don't either.
I really hope they don't.
But, Guy, I do appreciate you coming back on and updating us on the things going on in your house.
You bet, Mike. Thanks. I like talking about it, because I don't have that much opportunity to talk to another human being about it.
Right.
It's not the same putting it on Facebook or putting it on a YouTube video talking to my camera. It helps you get feedback,
Yep.
And my wife's theory is to ignore it. So she just ignores everything. She mm-hmm. thinks it'll go away that way. And I keep telling her it's not. It's going to get worse. So she's finally saying, hey, get CHP back out here. And I said, if they come back out and they can't come out again for another 6 months, that's not going to help us.
Right.
So we just got to muscle through. Just fight them off. That's all I can do.
Yep. That's it.
But yeah, I'll be happy to talk to you again. Later on, just let me know when. I'll be here.
Yeah. As usual, just keep me updated on things going on, and we'll take it from there, guy.
Yeah, I will. I will definitely do that, Mike. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for coming on.
No problem. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, your update on a haunting in Tennessee. It continues. So until next time, remember, truth is always stranger than fiction.